Is Daf Yud Zayin. We are on Tez Zayin. Back to some Agadah. Some of them are actually pretty famous Agadah. So we are, I guess, the Tana Rabbanan, which is the second wide line on the bottom. One, two, three, four, like five, six lines up. Tana Rabbanan. Kishenitpas Rabbi Eliezer leminus. When Rabbi Eliezer was captured for minus. What does that mean? Captured for minus. So Rashi says, where is it? Oh, it's not here. I thought it was here. I don't know. I think he brings down here. I thought it was a Rashi. He was captured for Minos. So they say that either it was the Minim who captured him, that they took him, or I saw a pshat, which actually flows a little bit better than Gemara, I think, is that that was the time where the Romans were persecuting the new Christians. And so people thought, you see with the story later on, people thought that he was associated with the new Christians and that he was captured by the Romans because of that. Either he was told upon by the Minim, or he was captured because he was suspected of being Minim, right? So, Eluhu Legardom is why it's here. They brought him up to the Gardom. The Gardom, we said, was like that place where they would judge and then kill on top. They were going to kill him. Lidon, to be judged. Amarlo Oso Hagmon. So the judge, the executioner, said to him, Zaken Shekemoscha Yasok Betvarim Betelim Halalu. A Zaken like you, who's so wise, I guess. Why are you going to be dealing with with such silly things? So either he could say that he was the first shot, he was talking about the Torah. Why are you dealing with the Torah? That's silly. Or you can say why are you involved with the Minim? That's also so silly. So Amrlo, so Rolozer says back to the Hagbon statement, Ne'eman alai hadayan. Whatever the Dayan says, I trust him. Ne'eman alai hadayan. Rashi does say the minus. Minim tafsu l'kofel l'schachavim. The Minim capture him to force him to a Ruzara. Okay. And he says that Ne'eman alai hadayan. So Hagmon shalavu omer. So that Hagmon thought that Rav Elazar was talking about him. Rav Elazar was talking about him. Wow, okay. Hu lo amar el ken neged Yishev Shemayim. But he's really saying, you know, it's like Siddiq Adin. Whatever the Rav Elazar has in store for me, the Rav Elazar has in store for me. That's it. So amar lo, so the Hagmon says to Rav Elazar, ho el vehemanti alecha, since I am so trustworthy to you, Demos, which I guess I swear, and Patrata, you are now, you're acquitted. You're free to go. Demos Patrata, Demos who haisas shein yirasov v'nishbavar, Rashi says. He swore the name of his avodah zarah, and he let him go free. So now he goes free. He goes home. Kishabalabe, so when he goes to his house, nichnasu talmidav eitzel l'nachamo, so his talmidim come to him to console him. The Tosefta says that he was upset, that he was either, you know, taken prisoner by the Minim, or that he was accused of being an Oved avodah zarah. So they all come in to try to appease him. It's reminiscent of other stories we have with the Talmidim come to Rabbi Eliezer. They try to appease him, and no one can get him calmed down except Rabbi Kiva. Lo Kiva lo Tanchumim. He didn't accept upon the Tanchumim. But Amar lo Rabbi Kiva says to him, Rabbi, Tarsheni lomar davar echad mitmashe li madatani. Let me say something to you that you once taught us. Amar lo, Rabbi Kiva says more. Okay, say. So Amar lo, Rabbi Kiva says to him, Rabbi, Shema minus bali yadcha, maybe a dover minus came to you, v'hana acha v'alav mitpasta, and you had benefit from it, you enjoyed it, you thought it was cute or something like that, and that's the reason why you were taken prisoner. So either go to the first shot because you enjoyed it, so you were punished and you were taken prisoner, or because you enjoyed it, you were suspected, you were listened to them, you were suspected of being part of that sect. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Lezer says back to him, Akiva his kartani. Yeah, you reminded me of a story. One time I was walking in the upper marketplace of Tzipori. Umatsasi Echad, I found this one guy. I guess he's an apikoros. I found this one guy. The Yaakov Ish Kfar Schanya Shemo. His name is Yaakov Ish Kfar Schanya. So in the defus, in the Ksav Yad, the Kriyasa is Matsasi Echad Mitalmide Yeshu Hanotzri. The Yaakov Ish Schanya Shemo. So they take out Yeshua Notri. Amr Li, he says to me, he asked me a shayla. Kasib is Saraskam. It says in your Torah, Lo Savi Esnan Zona Beish Hashem Lekecha. You cannot be a harlot's pay and use it as money to buy a carbon. You can't bring it into the Beis Hamidrash. Mahu Lasos Heimenu Beis Hakisei Lekohen Gadol. Can I use that money and spend that money to build the bathroom in the Lishkas Bar Hedrin, which the Kohen Gadol is going to be using when he's preparing for Yom Kippur, why can I use that money for that? Right, Rashi says, the Kohen Gadol, top line, Shepirish Bibeso Lifnei Yom Kippurim Lishkas Bar Hedrin, Visham Hayu Misakmi Lokor Tzarchav. Everything had to be taken care of there. So if they use that money to build a bathroom, so Velo Amarti Loklum, and I didn't answer. Could be an answer because, as Tosfos points out, it's not really a shaila. Because the Tosfos Ma'al Asas Basic Kisi going Gadol, he says, Nira de la mido raisa kai bai de pshita de shari. It's partial that's mutter. Da filu rikuyim de base kachi kadoshim hayu shari. You can even do it you can even use it to build the ceilings of the kachi kadoshim, right? Avalmidi the harabayas pshita de shari. So think that you can, that's not even in the harabayas. This was outside the harabayas. Of course it would be mutter. Fine. So he says it's not really, I guess it's not really a shayla, but he has a cute answer. So Amalo Kachli Madatani. So Yaakov Ish Parskanya says back, Kachli Madatani, and again in the gears it is Kachli Madatani Yeshu Hanotzri, which makes it a little more damning for Rabbi Eliezer, right? The Pasuk says in Micha, he may esnan zona kipsa, but esnan zona yeshuvu. The Navi compares the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch, that B'nai Yisrael gave to Avodah Zarah as Esnan, and says all the gold and silver that you gathered, that you gave to the Avodah Zarah, you gathered for the Avodah Zarah, and it's kind of come back to you as Esnan. It's not going to be worth anything. So he says, how does that mean? It means, Mimakom Hatinofes Bo, the money came from a disgusting place, Limakom Hatinofes Yelecho, and it should go back to a disgusting place, which would mean that you can build the Beis HaKisa, go back to... Right, and Vir and Rabbi Lezer said, I guess I enjoyed that drasha. By day's end, it's possibly minus, and that's why I was taken prisoner. Again, either because that's why I was punished to be taken prisoner by the Romans, or that's why I was assumed to be. Listen, I'm listening to the drushas of the minim, so they assumed that I might be a min as well. Right, and Avarti Mashakasu Torah, and I violated that which was stated in the Torah. Second time we've had this. That says Avarti Mashakasu Torah, and then quotes a pasuk in not in the Torah. We had it before, quoted Yoshua, and now it's quoting Mishlei. And calling it the Torah, Avarti al-Mashakos of a Torah, Harchek me'alecha darkecha. Distance yourself from that road, Zominus, va'al tikrev al-Pesach be'sa, and don't come near to the opening of the house, Zohorishus. I mean, stay away from the government, stay away from them, because they look at the rich people and they try to kill them and take their money. Okay. The Ikud Amri, some darshan the pasuk this way, Harchek me'alecha darkecha, stay away from this path, Zominus va'harishus. And don't come close to her house, Zozona. You have to be distance yourself away from the red light district, I guess they had at that time. You distance yourself from there. The Kama, and how far do you have to distance yourself from the Pesach HaZona? Amar Rav Chisda, Arba Amos. You have to distance yourself 4 Amos. You can't come close 4 Amos. So now the question is, so that's what Yeshua and Ochi learned from the Pasuk. But what did we learn from the Pasuk? Rabbanon, right? What did they learn from the Hai Me Esen Zona Mai Darish Bey? What did they learn from that Pasuk? So Kedar Chizda, they learned that from Chizda, the Amar of Chizda, Kol Zona Shen Niskeres. Any Zona who gets paid, Libasov He Socheres. In the end, she's going to pay. She's going to lose all her money and she's going to have to pay for things. Shenemar Ubi Tischa Esnan. The Esnan lo niten lach v'atihila hefech. I don't know why learning that from that pasuk. That's what he's learning that from. It says me Esnan to learning that from the pasuk again. Esnan's only kibbutzah, but Esnan's only yishovah. You're going to gather it, and I guess you're going to send it out. And he also quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel ubisiteich Esnan the Esnan lo niten lach v'atihila hefech. It's going to flip around. The Navi is telling the Knesset Yisrael that she was that they're going to be the opposite of the world, that the derech is that they're going to give to the zone Esnan, and I guess now it's going to be opposite the way around, because you're going to be giving to the, you're the Esnan are going to be paying for it, something like that. It's going to flip around. But it said it's not a halacha, because it's a partial thing. It's not a shayla. Tosos pointed that it's not even a shayla. Fine. Upliyid Rabbi Pedas. So now they argue Rabbi Pedas. What's this argument? This goes back to what Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda said they have to distance 4 armos. Upliyid Rabbi Pedas. Then Rabbi Pedas lo asra Torah el kirva shagilu arayas bovad. Which comes, the only thing that's asra to do is to come close by gilu arayas. So you can't, don't have to distance yourself so far. Shedemar ish ish el kol she'er b'saro, kol she'er b'saro lo tikrevu ligalos erva. Ish ish, they can't come close to, what's come close mean? To actually do a ma'isa erva. You don't have to distance yourself for amos. Let's just read this number of Tosos. Ula ki have asim ibe rav, ula when he was coming back from the base medrash, have menashik luhu le'achatei abei yadayu. He would kiss his sisters, I think on their hands or on their arms, va'amrle abei chadayu, and some say on their chest. Pliga didei adidei. The problem is that Ula is Soser himself. The Amra Ula kriva ba'alma aser. Ula says any kriva to an arayus is aser. Mishum leich leich amrin nazira sechor sechor lekarmo tikra. They would say to the nazir, you know, that he's aser by grapes, that he should distance himself from the vineyard. You know, don't put yourself in the danger zone. Distance yourself. Right? So too by Arai, you're supposed to distance yourself. You hear Ula, when it comes to his sisters, is kissing them. So what's going on? So let's read a few, let's read the first Tosos about Ula. Upligi yadidei adidei, so it's like the third to last Tosos, short one. He says, Umasha yamekala atzmo, so he's telling everybody else to distance yourself, but he is kissing his sisters. So why was he making on himself? Haino mishun de domim alei ki kishura. To him they were like a board. Ki damrinim bereish perak beiz de ksuvas. Like we say in the first parak, second parak, beginning of ksuvas. I'll be more general. In the beginning of Ksuvus, that's the story over there where the Chachamim would dance with the Kala on their shoulders. And the Talmidim asked them, how can you do that? The Talmidim like a board. They're nothing. So they said, oh, can we do it? And like, no, not you. So that's the same thing. That was the same with Ula, that they were like, he was like a board. It wasn't an issue. But the question here is, though, who do we hold like? According to Rav Chisda, you have to distance yourself four amos from any erva, which would be interesting, but it could be the halacha that you're not allowed to hug or kiss a sister or some or the like, because you have to distance yourself. According to Rabbi Pedas, maybe you don't. Maybe the only issue here is kirva. Right? Toso says, "Upligi de Rabbi Pedas." He says, "Im tomar, umay pligi." Why is there a machlokas at all? Dilma la olam amaru chizda Rabbi Pedas. Maybe chizda Rabbi Pedas agree. Shemina Torah eno aser ele kreva shok gilarayis. Min Torah, the only issue is gilarayis. But aval migzeris chachamim, but Rav Chisda says migzeris chachamim tzarich laharchik dal amos. And then who says that they argue about that? Right? He says like a kashmir. So he goes down. If you go down a little bit, he asks for a question. He says lachein nira l'ri towards the bottom. Lachein nira l'ri dahachik amar hacha v'hasam demasha anu dorshim aloshan kirva haynu arba amos. The machlokus is the machlokus is on the lashon of kirva in the pasuk, whether that means dal amos or not. Upliga the Rabbi Das, the Rabbi Das ain loshen kriva bein devei Torah bein devei Kabbalah el gilaris mamish. But if you are smach lassos sachokah dala amos ain lomo b'meno. He says there's not even a smach and not the rabbanon. So machlokas would be how you learn the loshen, how you learn what kriva means. So I mean, this goes into the whole shaila about distancing yourself. When Moshe has the tshuva, if you're on a crowded bus, you know what to do. He gives heter as long as it's not derech kriva. It's unavoidable and things and things like that. And there's the whole shaila about shaking hands in the workplace. All stems from. As I said, going on a crowded public transportation, so you're not going on a plane okay, it's a different story. You also, because you have other people involved and have that, the other issues that come about. But, it stems from here.
Okay. So, just to clarify, maybe not seeing the big picture, but you didn't believe in Yichud and all those good Gedara?
There's no, I don't believe there's an Isser Deraisa of Yichud with your sister, is there?
Possible.
I don't believe that there is.
Of course, I'm just in your house.
Right. I don't think so. Upliga. All right. So we said that. So next. Okay. Then now that the Gemara brought a drasha about minus and rishus. Right. We said archeik melecha darkecha so minus v'yalti kragel pesach pesecha. That's rishus. So the Gemara brings another pasuk. It says la aluka. So the aluka. I don't have tashis aluka. La aluka shtei banos hav. So the aluka has two daughters who say, come, come. The aluka of the pit, how does he translate?
Gehenna.
Okay, right. They tell them, they're basically two Gehenna has two daughters who are trying to seduce you and telling you, come here, come here. So what does hav mean? Amar mar ukva, kol shtei banos, she yotso akos mi Gehenna. There are two, there's daughters that call out from Gehenna. And what are they? Go, omros ba'olam hazeh havei havei. I guess they're calling out from Gehenna, from the Yisurim, because of what they did in the Olam Hazeh. They say, "Avei, Avei, Umayinu Haminus or Rishus." It's Minus and Rishus. that people who go do avodah zarah, the people who were going to give money and give and become close to the government, they call out. Ikud amri amar av chizda marukva, call gehenim tzoekes. The voice from Gehenna calls out, "The Omeres Haviol Yishtei Bonos, bring me those two bonos. They belong here." She Shoakos VaOmos BaOmazeh Havei Havei, because they call out in this world Havei Havei, like the old Zara call out Havei Tikrovus to me, and the government calls out Havei, bring me the money. Then the pasuk says in Mishle, "Kol Ba'e Elo Yishivun VeLo Yasigu Orchos Chayim." Kol Ba'e, I think it's talking about all those people who are close to the minus. They are not Chozer B'Tshuva. And they don't have a long life. So Gemara says, "Mikime achar shelo shavil." If they don't do tshuva, heichon yosigo. I mean, why would they have a life? Well, right? That's how he translates it. So hachikamer. This is what it means. V'im yashovu lo yosigo orchas chayim. Even if the oved of avodah zarah return, they will still not be zocha to a long life. They're going to die quickly. I think the Marsha says the reason is that this is actually it's Kadosh Baruch Hu was actually being doing good by them, because the Yetzer Hara for them must be so strong. So they do tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to kill them right away, so they don't fall back and do it again. And the Gemara says, "Lameimra, that comes to tell me the kol haporish mi minus meis." You mean that someone who separates from minus is going to end up dying? He's not going to have a long life. But we have the following story. Ahi the asai the kameder of Chizda. I guess there was this woman who came before him Chizda. Va'amra la and says to him, the lowest sin, the easiest sin that I did, like the lowest on the chumrah strength was that I made my younger son from my older son. So she has much worse. She's done much worse than that. So she wants to do tshuva. The Amr Allah, he says, Amr Allah with Chizda, Tarchu la bizvadta. So he said, Chizda says to get ready for her tachrichen. Get her tachrichen ready. Why? The low mesa, and she didn't die. Okay, so midika amar kalash bekalas asa, which says this was one of the lighter of eros. Mechlad diminus nami haviba. It must be that she also did minus, which is even worse. Yet she did tshuva and she didn't die, which is a kash what we just said that if you have tshuva for minus you will die. So Gemara says no. Ahu to lo hajer beishapir mishum hachilo mesa. She didn't do complete tshuva. She didn't go all the way. That's why she didn't die. Okay. Ika the Amri, I don't have anything to add to the stories. So Ika the Amri, those who learn the Gemara differently, mi minus in me'aveir lo. You could say that she was choser from, sorry, the porish mi minus will die, but someone who's porish from the aveir of Arayis won't die. And then the story is, v'hada hi asa kameder of chizda, v'amla of chizda zavidu lat zavdasa, Umesa, and she dies. So she dies. So she did die from the minus. You don't die from the arayas. So the Gemara says, "Avera lo," and you don't die from the efdu tshuva from the avera of arayas. Vatanya, the famous story of Elazar ben Dordaya. Vatanya, Amro Alav Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya, who's a big sinner. Shlo hiniach zona achas ba'olam. He didn't leave. There was not one prostitute that he hadn't been with. He went and he hired everybody. Shlo ba'olam. Pamacha shamashi zona achas bekarcheyam. He saw that there was one unbelievable zona in the distant, over the river. V'haisa notelas kisti narisha b'sechra. And it was a high price. So nato kis dinri v'halach la'avar le'a shiva na'aras. He took that money and he went and he traveled over seven rivers. Meaning he really went all out. He went all out to go there. They got to her. B'shash hergal hadavar. When it came time to start tashmis, heficha, she was either past gas or past wind, and she says, Amra, the zona says to Elizabeth Nerdaya, Kishem shafecha zo eno chazeres l'mkoma, just like that wind will never come back to its place. Kach Elazar ben Dordaya, emek kaban also b'tshuva. So too, Elazar ben Dordaya, you're lost forever. You'll never be accepted for tshuva. You know, all of a sudden he's now, that flips the switch on him. She flips the switch. Halach v'yashav ben shtei hari megvos. He went and he sat between two mountains and valleys. Amar, and he calls out, hari megvos bakshalei rachmim. The mountains and valleys should feed you the S for rachmim on me. Amrlo, they said to him. So what does Amrlo mean? Tosa says that it's not possible, Amrlo. They don't speak. Right? Rashi says, now Tosa says, last Tosos, lo heshiv lo kach, ela haya omer belivo shekach yuchlo lahashiv. That's what he thought they would say. Right, inami or sar shel harim hayimeshiv kein, or maybe there was a ministering angel of the harim that said that. But the harim and the gvos are, you know, they're inanimate objects. They're not going to speak. I know why. Okay. Right. Why that bothers Tosa so much. Okay.
Well, he used the Lashon all the time, by the way.
Right, I know. Hashemayim misaper kibo kel, you know, all the time we see it. It's just...
Even in Gemara itself, they'll have an argument between two Amorim, and one did not live in there with the same time as the other one. It's just this is what would be said or...
Right, that's what Tosa says. That's what saying what Tosa says.
They call him Rebbe Eliezer.
We'll get to it. So, before we ask for you, we have to ask for us. That it's going to happen that the mountains are going to sink and the gvos are going to, I guess, get flattened out. So then he goes back and says, so let the heaven and earth ask rachmim for me. So Amru, they said to him, we have to ask ourselves first. The heavens are going to become like a smoke. I guess they'll melt. But aretz kabeged tivle, and and the ground is going to, I guess, wear away like an article of clothing. So Amar, he says, goes to the next level higher. He says, chama ulavona bakshalei rachmim. The sun and the moon should ask rachmim for me. Amar lo, atshon vakshim alecha levakash alatzmina. We have to ask for ourselves. Shneimar v'chafra halavona uposha hachama. So the moon's going to be dug out, and the sun. I don't know what that means. The sun's going to melt.
Ashamed,
okay. So Amar, so he goes to the higher, Kochavim Mazalos Boksar Rachman. Amar Lo, Achan Avakshim Alecha, Avakshim Matsmenush, Nemar, Vinamaku Kol Tzvar Shemayim. I think that means melt. All the Tzvar Shemayim are going to melt or disappear. So Amar, finally he realizes this, despite all the pipes, popsicology and nature, and it's all up on you. It all depends on you. Amar, he says, Ain a Dover Toli Elabi. Why do that? It's no one else's fault. It's not necessarily my, it's not my mother's fault, it's not my father's fault, it's not my friend's fault, it's my fault. I have to take responsibility. Elabi, and he put his head between his knees, and he was just wailing, till he passed away. He says the Rebbe Elazar ben Adaya is welcome into the Olam Haba. So he so the question, basically the whole point of the story is the question is if this Rebbe Elazar ben Adaya was over Averis for Gilarias, and he died. You said that you're over Gilarias, you don't die. Okay. So that's what Gemara says in brackets I have over here. I don't know if everyone has it in brackets. I said, Ahacha ba'aveir ave umes. There's a part about the aveir of Uriah, and he died. So the Gemara says, no, Hasam Navi came into Avik ba tuva kiminus damya. He got to the point where this aveir was so a part of him, it was like all the way to Vodazara, which I think is also tells us that a Vodazara is not necessarily actually like bowing down to idols. A Vodazara is anything that we do and that's become so attached to us that it takes us... Yeah, an addiction, that it takes us away, from our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it comes from addiction also. You have to take responsibility for yourself. The 12 steps is taking responsibility. That's how you're supposed to, you know, deal with the addiction. So Bacha Rebbe then cries out for Amar, and he says, Yesh kol ne olamo bekama shanim, yesh kol ne olamo b'sha'achas. Some people takes a whole lifetime to get to Olam Haba, and some people it takes just a moment and they get to Olam Haba. But Amar Rebbe says, Lo dayin lebali tshuva shekabel no son. It's not even enough that the bali tshuva that they are accepted. Ela shekornos for Rebbe. They're called Rebbe as well. So there's a sichos musar from Chaim Shmulevitz talks about what was Rebbe so upset about? Like what's he crying for? He's not crying for Elizabeth or Daya. He's crying for everybody else. Why is he crying? He says, oftentimes in life, we have these moments of inspiration. We have these moments of clarity. Do you take advantage of those moments of inspiration, those moments of clarity, or do you let them pass by? You can go your whole life, and you have all these moments, and you let them pass by. This person finally had that one moment of clarity, that one moment of inspiration, and he took advantage of it, and he changed himself completely. How do we deal with our... So that's why Rebbe was crying. You know that one? It's beautiful. So...
Exactly.
Yeah. Can't handle it too early in the morning. So,
who's the other one that has a similar story with the tzitzis? You know, he's climbing up to.
Yeah, it's a similar story. The tzitzis smack him in the face. I don't know.
But, so, same idea.
Yeah. Okay. So now, I have written a note here. I don't know what it says. Okay. Rav Chanina and Rav Yonasan have a ka'azli v'orchayos. So Rav Chanina and Rav Yonasan are now walking on the path. Matil hanitrei shvili. They get to a fork in the road. Chad patsi apiskal avodas kachavim. They go right. They're going to pass by the opening of the base of Ozara. Chad patsi apitzka de bezonos. And they go to the left. It's going to open into the prostitute's house. So Amalei l'chavrei. So he once said to his friend, Nezil apiskal avodas kachavim. let's walk towards the path of the Avodah Zarah, it's less temptation there, the Nechis Yatzrei, because Darchik Nesa Godol already shechted the, you know, the Yitzhara, right? The Gemara Tzal Hedron Daf Samach Dal, Rashi points out. Nishchat Yatzra, Archik Nesa Godol, Bikshu Rachamim, Vinim Tzer V'yoda, V'hargua, Kedamidah V'perik Dal Misa Tzal Hedron, Klomen Nezu V'hu Shvila, V'lo Nezu Pisla B'zonos, Shlo Yishlil Banu Yitzhara. The Yitzhara for Znus was not taken away. They tried, and then the chickens weren't laying eggs, and then that's the whole story where Menashe says, had you been in my time, you would have been, you know, chasing after me in my coattails. You know, so Amalei Edok, the other one says, no. Nezel Episcopal de Bezonos. Let's go in the house of the Bezonos. Agra. Let's go on that side. We'll pass by the house of the Bezonos, and we'll conquer our Yitzhara, and we'll get Schar. Don't try this at home. That's very dangerous. You know, putting yourselves in the... Not supposed to put yourself in the danger. Why don't you stay away from this Nisyonos? So Kimasu Hasam, they won. Kimasu Hasam Chazinu Zonos, the Zonos saw them, is Kinau Mikamayu, and the Zonos just ran away from them. So Amalei Minolacha, how'd you know that this was going to happen? He says, why were you so mich on this? He says, because the Pasuk says, Mizima Tishmar Alecha Tevuna Tinsrechkena. I guess from Zima you will be guarded, wisdom will be needed. So Amalei Rabbanan, so now they have to figure out what that means. So Amalei Rabbanan L'Rava, they asked Rava, what does that mean? My Mizima, what is Mizima? It says, Mizima Tishmor Lecha, Ilema Torah. If you see Mizima means Torah, how do you know? The Ksiv Ba, because it's written about the Torah. Zima Zima Umitarguminon Atzas Chatoyim. Zima is written in the Torah, it says Zima He, and the Targum translates it as Atzas Chatoyim, which is, the Targum is Eitzah of to get away from the sins, which would be the Torah. He says, "Dixiv haflei Eitzah higdil tushia." Pasuk says in Yeshayu that the Torah is going to Zima; it will protect you. So he says, "Ihachi zima mibayle." Then it should just say zima, not mizima. So he says, "Ella rather hachik amar midavar zima from a davar zima from chait tishmor alecha Torah. The Torah will protect you." As the pasuk, I guess the pasuk ends, "Tvuna tin tsrechkena." That's what it says, that it gets, I guess the Torah will protect you. That's why he was so certain that they wouldn't succumb, and therefore he wanted to go that way to get the schar. I don't think this is a stunt trick. I don't think you should be doing that. I think the idea is more to try to keep yourself away, don't put yourself in situations where it's a possibility of sin. If you're in that place, then you have to be
choice.
Right. Remember we had the story where you know, the whole thing, the Gemara said that the whole thing that happened with David and Melech was because David said, how come my name's not in the Shmoneh Esrei, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov? He says, I tested them and they passed. He says, David and Melech says, test me. And then he has the whole Maisa, right? So it's not, you know, we don't ask for tests. If the tests come, we try to pass them. But you don't ask for those tests.
The Zima and the Gilei Raos in Vayikra, that it actually means it's
late. Right, but not according to the Targum. The Targum translated it as Atzas Chatoi.
Choice.
That's what the Targum quoted.
Either way, it was no good.
Yeah, but they could have gone. They could have gone to the Avodah Zarah. They don't have an Eitz Hara for the Avodah Zarah. It was much easier. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So now we're learning. Right now that we had this idea that Rebbe Lezer was captured, so we're going to bring in another story about two other Tanaim that were captured. One is Rebbe Lezer bar Parta, and one is Chanid. Trajon is one of the Asara Harugi Malchus. So today we'll discuss about the Rav Elazar ben Parta. Tomorrow's daf talks more about the story of Chanina ben Trajon. So Tana Rabbanan, Kishen Nitpesu Rav Elazar ben Parta, Rav Chanina ben Trajon, Amar lo Rav Elazar ben Parta, Rav Chanina ben Trajon. So Rav Elazar says to Rav Chanina, Ashrecha, you're okay. Shen Nitpasta al Dover Achen. There's only one charge against you. You just taught Torah. That's your only charge against you. Oili, but woe is to me, Shen Nitpasti al Chamisha Dvarim. That I have five charges. Amar lo Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina says, no, Ashrecha, Shenispata al Chamisha Dvarim, goodest, you know, you're lucky. You have five charges, but Vatan Nitzol. But you're gonna be saved. Oili Shenispati al Davar Echa the Inni Nitzol. But woe is to me that I'm not gonna be saved. Why? Sha'ata Asakta Torah Gemilas Chasadim. You throughout your life, you learned Torah and you did Gemilas Chasadim. Vani is Rukhin Batrajan saying, Vani lo asaki el Batorah Bilvad. I didn't do Gemilas Chasadim. I just learned Torah. I'm similar to right, the story that Abaye and Rava were both from that Beis Eli, and therefore they're supposed to die young. But I forgot which one lived more than the other, lived a little longer, because I think Rava lived a little longer, because he was Osek in Gmilus Hasadim, right? So he gives a long life. Uchin the Rav Huna, and this is according to, and Rav Huna says a similar statement, again, like you said before, Rav Huna is a couple generations after Rav Chanan ben Trajon. Uchin, more than a couple. Uchin Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Kola Osek Vatorah Bavah, Doma Kimisha Einlo Elo Ka. Whoever just learns Torah and doesn't have Gmilus Hasadim, it's as if he doesn't have a God. Rashi says, he doesn't have a Hashem's protection, I think Rashi says. Right? Which is interesting. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, it's the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim, the Yamrim Rabim li Yisrael, lelo elokei emes. Lakoimor, lelo Torah. So, my lelo elokei emes, shakola osi b'torah vilvad, kimisha inlo eloka. If you're only learning Torah, if you don't put it into action, you don't have the Gmilus Chasadim, you don't have the protection of God. What? It's very hard. Yeah. It's very hard. So I thought she'ein lo elaka means also, it seems like he says, anyone who doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael is as if he doesn't have elaka. What does that mean? It means he doesn't know God? It means he's not doing what the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants him to do. He's not acting the way he's supposed to act. So to somebody who's only learning Torah and not doing Gemilas Chasadim, he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. But Rashi says differently. Rashi says no. Rashi says he loses the protection of the Ribon Shalom. And that's why it makes sense here more, that he's going to lose the protection of Boros Olam, and that's why he's going to be subject to Misa at the hands of the Romans. So then the Gemara just asks on the whole premise, though, Gemilas Chasadim Lawasak, what, Rav Chanina didn't do Gemilas Chasadim? Vatanya, we have the following brisa, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Lo yitain adam me'osav la'arnoki shol tzaka, don't give your money into the pushka, El imkeim imun alef tami chacham, Kemarcel Shimon, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon. You don't put your money in a tzedakah box unless the person who's walking around with it is somebody who's honest and trustworthy. So you see, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon deals with the tzedakah. He's doing gemilas chasadim. So the Gemara says, wait, no, hemuna who the havi mahemen me'evet lo avet. No, they're giving an example of the person who's trustworthy enough. Doesn't mean he did it. He's just an example of the guy who is trustworthy. Well, the answer could also be is that who says that tzedakah is gemilas chasadim? You say that tzedakah is with money. Gemilas chasadim is with your guf, right? We always give the example: a guy knocks on the door and asks for money, and you don't have any, and you walk him and you say, "Please come inside." You give him something to eat. So you didn't give tzedakah, but you did gemilas chasadim. It's two different things. So the Gemara says, "Well, I'll ask Atanya. What about the following thing? Amar lo, Rechim and Tron said to Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. This is on Daf Yud Ches to tomorrow." He says, Moshe Purim, I had money for Purim, whatever that means, we'll see in a second. Nisklafu li b'moshel tztaka v'chilaktim la'aniyim. So it seems to be that he had his money set aside for Sudas Purim, and it got mixed up with his money that he was supposed to give to the aniyim. So instead of just separating out, he just gave it all to the aniyim. But again, that's tztaka to me. I don't know if that's Gemilas Chasadim. He says, no, he did give me the chasadim, but it's not as much as he should have done. He should have done more. The Rashi says, "Nechafu li mosot staka." He says, "V'savur ha'yisi shehin shel staka." I thought they were staka. V'chilaktim la'aniyim shalos sudas purim. I thought that they were for. I gave it all to the aniyim, and they gave it for sudas purim. V'ani parati mishali eshel purim. And then for the money for the suda, I took out of my own, and I took my own money. Loshen acher. My money for Sudas Purim was mixed up with the money of Tzedaka. The Savra Hayiti Shehin Shel Tzedaka, and I thought it was Tzedaka. The Chalaktiv La'aniyim, I gave that to Aniyim. The Lo Chazarti Li Parah Me'Aniki Shel Tzedaka. I didn't go back to the Pushka to get my money back. I don't know. That's such a big. It's like such a. Well, a lot of times we say, I don't know how much it's a dollar. Let's give the Tzedaka. Like we do it. We do that a lot. So yeah. Okay.
Sometimes the fund to get commingled. Something that happens. How much could you keep for yourself just to be...
He didn't keep any for himself.
I know, but are you allowed to keep any?
Not absolutely, I don't know. So, I don't know.
Isn't there also the problem that money that you put aside for a mitzvah, you can't count it as maisa?
Who's counting it for maisa? He just gave it to the
aniyim. No, I'm just saying that there's a distinction there.
Could be, but that's not the story. The story is what he just didn't, go ahead, he just gave all the money to tzedakah, so we did a maisa of gemilas chasadim. And Mar just says, that wasn't enough. So Isula Rabbi Lezer, so now the Maisa continues. Asiuhu Rabbi Lezer ben part of Amru. They brought Rabbi Lezer ben part, they said to him, my taima tanis, u my taima genaft. Why did you teach Torah and why did you steal? So he says, it's impossible. No, I did both. He says, Amru Lahu, he says back to them, It's fine. They gave him a chance to defend himself. Isifa lo sifra, isifa lo sifra. If I have the sword, I don't have the book. If I have a book, I don't have the sword. I don't have. It was also a Hesder student, I guess. I don't have both. If I'm a ganav and I'm holding on to my cherev, then I'm not learning Torah. If I'm learning Torah, I'm not a ganav. And since I can't have one, I didn't have the other. So I didn't do either of those. I didn't steal, I didn't teach. All right, two out of the five causes of action are now dismissed. Well, my time are Karolach Rebbe. So why do they call you Rebbe? What?
Yeah.
Why do they call you Rebbe if you didn't learn? So he says, Rabban Shal Tarsiyamani. I am the Rebbe of the weavers, I guess. Right, that I teach them how to weave. We've seen before Rebbe who's learned for dip. Like when Rav Yochanan was trying to convince Reish Lakish, successful, to come learn with him, he says they'll call you Rebbe. And Reish Lakish says, I'm already called Rebbe. I'm the Rebbe of the Ganavim. Right, so he's ready. So you see the lesson of Rebbe sometimes is used in other contexts as well. So Isulei Trei Kiburi. So they brought before him these two bundles of wool. Amrulei. Which is the shesi, which is the erev, right? Which is the woof and the warp, right? Which goes into what? I think the warp is there and the woof.
Says the warp are thin and the woof are thick.
Okay, so now they tell him basically which one is which. You're a weaver, you're the Rebbe of the weavers, which one's which? Which? So ischarish le'nisa, so a miracle happened. Asa ziburisa, so Rashi says this female wasp, but also the shasaya sat on the shesi, the asi zibura of Yosef al da'arba, and a male wasp sat on the woof, and the woof I guess goes through the loom. So that's the male because it goes through. It's and the shesi is. So one second. So we'll get to that. So amrole hash lamaluhu hide the shasi or hide the arba. He says this was the shesi, is the erev. So Tosos says perish b'kuntros zibura zachar ziburos in the keva. V'lo nira. It's impossible. She'ein nikir kol kach b'min kotel kazeh b'in zachar v'keva. I don't think it's a big deal. If you have the miracle happen to begin with, so he has this miracle, what's the... Tosos doesn't like that. Maybe the more rationalist. I know. V'yesh varshim she'ein shnei minim. Maybe it wasn't a zebra and a zebra. It was like a tarnagol and a tarnagol golosa, something bigger. Not bees. Okay. So amrulei. So if that's the case, amrulei, my time lo asis lebei avidon. Why did you not come to the base avidon? What the Beis Avidon? So Rashi says, the Beis Avidon, Rashi says, Bayis she'ochlin v'shosin l'kavod ovos kachavim. It's like the place where they would come and they would you know, have revelry for the Avodah Zarah. Tosfos in Amud Aleph, close to Beis Avidon, he says Beis Avidon was more like the lecture hall, where the scholars would get together and they would discuss philosophy and things like that. And the other Gemaras, where the other Tanaim did go. So he says, why did you come? That's, I guess this is... This is charge number three. So Amar Luhu, he said to them, Zakin Hayisi, I'm very old. I'm afraid I'll get trampled. So Amru, they said to him, why are you afraid of that? Ana idna kamasavi itzramus. Did anyone get trampled till now? And he's Harish Nisha, who yoma irmas katsaba. Happens to be that day a miracle took place and one elderly gentleman was trampled. He said, yeah, okay. So now you're off for that. So that's number three, right? Well, my timer kashav. Avdos Lecheros. Is that number four or number three? That's number four. Right. Okay. So my time of Kashata Avdos Lecheros. Why did you set your Eved free? This is the fifth charge, right?
Yeah.
Number one, he was Ganav. He tore Torah. And he was a Ganav. One or two. What I call your Rebbe, I think.
Rebbe was number three.
What was number three? Rebbe's three. You didn't come to the Bay of Idan is four. And now, why did you set your Eved free? Rashi says, "Av d'cheirus v'hein gazrukach levishu das Yehudis." So that was a Jewish thing to do. Was set the Eved free. So they made a gzeir. You can't set your Eved free. So Amar Lahu, he says, "Lo yidvar me'olam." No, that never happened. No, that doesn't happen. I never did that. So kam chad minayil asudibay. So one witness gets up to testify against him. So asa Eliyahu udam lekechad michashuvei gemachusa. So Eliyahu Nabi appears as if he's one of the nobility over there. The Amrulay and says to this guy who wants to testify, "Midit charsh le'nisa b'kula b'haynami charsh le'nisa." What are you doing? A miracle happened to him, and all the other charges. Now you're gonna try to testify. That's only miraculous is gonna happen. It's not gonna be good for you. But who gavra bishuse who dekar achase? But no, he said, I'm going up, I'm going to do it. The low ashik bein didn't listen to Eliyahu. The kam nemelu, they went to give testimony. So what happened? Havikseva igratad, havikseva machashivi demachus to shaduri lebekiser. At that time, there was some sort of letter that had to be sent to the Caesar. Vishadru al yedeya hu gavra, and they said that this is the guy who's now going to have to travel to Rome to deliver this letter. Also Eliyahu paski abram mea parsi. Eliyahu came, and I guess he put him into warp speed and he tossed him out and he sent him 400 parsos. I guess that he could never. I guess he can't come back. Azibla also, the guy went and never came back, and that's how he was. He was saved from all his five charges. Now Gemara picks up Lasula Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon, which is the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon. It's a long Gemara, so maybe we have a little time. We'll start. Yeah. Okay. So Asiula Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon, and then he came to Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon. Amalei, they asked him, Amaika sakta boraisa. Why did you learn? Why did you teach Torah? Why are you learning or teaching Torah? So Amalehu, he says, Kasher tzivani Hashem lakai. What am I supposed to? I commanded. Supposed to do that. So miyad gazru alav l'tzreifa. So they said that he is now subject to be burned. Val ishto lahariga, and his wife should be killed. Hariga usually means with a sword. The abito leisha bekuba shalzoros, and his daughter should be sent to the prostitute's house. So alav l'tzreifa, he should be burnt. Shahaya alav l'tzreifa shahaya hoge es hashem ba'osios. He would darshan the 42 letters and do things with them. Not sure what that means. I guess he's getting punished. Right, where's Rashi saying that? Allah the Sreifa, Lama Nenlashkach, Rashi in the bottom says, Lefi Shahaya Hoge es Hashem Ba'osiosav, he would pronounce the words, Dorsho Ba'arvoim Mustayim Osios, Va'osibo Mashal Chafetz, and he would utilize that shame to do what he wanted. Behechi Abihachi, how can he do that? Lahatanan, the Mishnah of Sanhedrin, it says, Elish Ein Lahem Kelig Olam Abba, Ha'omer Eitor Min Shemayim, Eit Chis Ameis Min Torah, and Abashol, Omer Afa Hoge es Hashem Ba'osiosav. So he says, no, the Islamate of it. He did that in order to teach others. I guess to teach others was mutter. Allowed to do that. Kidatanya, lo til mad lasos about talamad lahavin. You can't. What? Ulahoros. Oh, sorry. You can't do this in order to do, but you can do it in order to teach and to learn. Okay. So if that's the case, it was mutter. Elamai time enosh. So then why was he punished? Why is he punished? So mishum because hoga es hashem b'farhesia. The Have. I guess he was doing it in public. He shouldn't have been doing it in public. Stop here? No, stop here by his wife. Okay. Stop here. Have a good day.